Sego. It's gonna go ga. Ani, Anishna. And come on down to the first annual Welcoming the Nations Gathering. We are here, Nadame. This is put on by the First Nations Student Association and Friendship Society of the University of Western Ontario. This is taking place over at Alumni Hall. Admission is free. Host drum is the White Eye Singers. MC is Dean George. The Namarin Friendship Center Community Eagle staff is present there, and it's been coordinated by First Nations Services Director Vivian Peters over at Alumni Hall, and dancing, drumming, singing will be taking place till about 5 o'clock this afternoon. So we urge all of our listeners to head on down to Alumni Hall, where admission is free and you can be there to witness and maybe buy some traditional First Nations pottery, leatherwork, beadwork, anything that is pleasing to the eye and ears and all the senses. There are, like I know that there's some sweetgrass medicine wheels, sweetgrass dream catchers. They're also on display there. So, and talk to the craftsperson. Talk to the person who made it. Ask them where they get their inspiration. Ask them what it means. If you don't understand, please ask. You know, these people are very approachable. They're there so that you can learn. And this is a cross-cultural experience, this Welcoming the Nations gathering over at Alumni Hall. It's very cross-cultural, cross-educational. We want to be able to inform and educate our brothers and sisters, our own Anishinaabe Ungwehoi brothers and sisters, as well as our non-native brothers and sisters about what is happening. Right now we're going to talk a little bit about the Sky Dome powwow that Mary Lou and I were at this past weekend. It's the first powwow that's ever been held in the Sky Dome. 2 years ago they had a powwow over at the Canadian National Exhibition, which was also international in scope, and it was just huge. It was a great event. It was a fun time, and there was, I would say, upwards of 10 drums there with about 1,000 dancers. That was at the Canadian National Exhibition in 1992. At the Sky Dome, I guess they had anticipated to have the same number of drum groups, the same number of registered dancers in attendance. Unfortunately, either through the media, through the promotions, publicity, there was nothing at all in Toronto. There was nothing to help promote. Like, I didn't see anything in the Star or the Sun or the Globe and Mail to talk about this First Nations gathering. But the time that they did choose to hold it was Easter weekend. First Nations people, not all First Nations people traditionally celebrate Easter. That Easter is not, Easter is, you know, some of our First Nations brothers and sisters are Christian and they do celebrate Easter. But for a number of people of our brothers and sisters who are learning the traditional ways, Easter is not celebrated. But it is a time where we were able to reserve the Sky Dome for this traditional gathering. And there, the host drum was the Whitefish Bay Singers, who are the best drum, the best singers in the world, who have won at a competition held throughout the powwow season and culminating down at the Albuquerque Gathering of Nations powwow, which takes place down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, later on this month. I believe in 2 weeks there will be the Gathering of Nations powwow down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The MC was David White from Walpole Island, now living in Toronto, and there was I would say there must have been about at least 500-600 dancers there, and there was 6 Eagle staffs, and it was good to see these Eagle staffs coming from all over Ontario, as well as Michigan. I know my friend George Martin, a brother from the Ojibwe Nation, Three Fires Confederacy, was there, and he brought in his Eagle staff from Michigan, so it was good to see him. And Mary Lou, what were some of your observations on the the powwow. How did you find the overall, the attendance, the overall singing, the overall feeling of everybody who was there in attendance at the powwow?
Well, I thought it was pretty good, Dan. It was really great to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time, people that I haven't seen at other regular powwows that we go to. A lot of people came out for this special event that was happening in Toronto. And Toronto does mean the gathering place. I'm not sure if that's Ojibwe or Iroquois, but that's what it does mean in Indian. It was really spectacular to see the view on the screen at the Sky Dome, that great big huge screen you see all the time in the sports events. Where I was sitting on the top with my mom, way up at the very top when you first come in, you can't, the people down on the bottom look like ants. So we really couldn't see the grand entry that well. And then they put it on the screen on the top, and it was just spectacular. It was really something.
Yeah, I know, like that screen is supposed to be something like 7 stories high, and it really captures, as the camera focused on each dancer who came in the grand entry, it would focus in on them, and you could almost see the expression on some of the dancers' face. The seriousness, the intent, the good feelings that it aroused in all the observers and everyone who was there to stand in solemn silence to acknowledge our gratitude to the Creator for this gathering and for Mother Earth and for, all the traditional teachings that usually we hear a lot of at these gatherings. And like we even saw, that's where we first saw our brother Lionel Whitebird, whose picture was up flashed up there on the screen. And I haven't seen him in a long, long, long time. And then it was really good because right after the powwow ended, the following day, he came down to a purification lodge with us, and we all went in and had a sweat lodge ceremony together, which was again part of our traditional way that we feed our spirits, cleanse our minds and bodies. So that was good to see him, and it was kind of another reunion of sorts. So yeah, the powwow was a great event. Apparently, they're going to do it next year, same time, Easter weekend, and it'll probably be bigger. I'm sure that the word will get out that now they do, make everyone feel welcome. They make the dancers feel welcome. Everyone from all over, they're accommodated, and there's lots of food there. I know McDonald's tried to tell some of the food vendors what they can and cannot serve as far as food, traditional native cuisine, but we just told them, look, we're serving, the kind of traditional foods here, and that's and no one can stop us from doing that. So it was good to be able to have corn soup, strawberry drinks, and fry bread, scone. That was a nice traditional meal. And Mary Lou, anything more on you'd like to say about that, or I guess just looking forward to the powwow season now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's so am I, so am I. And this, it's good to be able to kick it off first there at the Sky Dome, and then come home, and right here in our home community, to be able to kick off another powwow.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're having the Namur and Friendship Powwow at Fanshawe Park this year. It's changed location, and it's going to be a traditional powwow instead of competition. So everything's going to be different this year. And if you want to volunteer to help on the planning committee, the meetings are on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. at Namur and Friendship Center at 260 Colburn Street. And you can call Namur at 672-0131 and leave a message for somebody to call you back if you want to get involved with that.
That's July 2nd and 3rd, and that will be at the Fanshawe Park Conservation Area, and it's not going to be at Longwoods, where it has been traditionally for the past 20 years, something like that. Okay, one of the vendors, one of the people who was back there at the Sky Dome powwow that we've come to know, is actor, radio producer, radio show host, almost narrator, Gary Farmer. He comes from the Six Nations Reserve. He's been in a number of movies. He's been in a number of plays. We saw him in Dry Lips, Ought to Move to Kapuskasing. He was also in the movie Powwow Highway, and he was there selling his magazine called The Runner. And the Runner is a magazine for communicative arts. It's a glossy magazine. It's kind of plush, and he edits it. And Mary Lou, you've been a contributing writer to it.
I sure have been, Dan. I got my name put in the front cover. Wow, my mother's so proud.
Yeah, well, Mary Lou has been writing about smoke signals, and that's a feature that the magazine has on all First Nations radio programs that exist in the province of Ontario. It's mainly for Ontario, and there's a lot of arts creative people living here in Ontario, and Gary has regularly featured a lot of these artists in that magazine, The Runner. And so on the new issue, we saw Thompson Highway, who was recently conferred here at the University of Western Ontario with a doctorate of letters. He's now called Dr. Thompson Highway. He got his degrees in English and music here at Western back in the 70s. And so now he's been busy writing plays. He's been busy being the artistic director for the first Native theater production company called Native Earth Performing Arts in Toronto. He has also been conferred with the Order of Canada for 1993. And so these are great honors bestowed upon our Ojibwe brother, Cree brother from Brockett, Manitoba, Thompson Highway. But Gary gave to us one of his productions. It's called Our Natural Way. This is a documentary on how Native children on the Oneida Reserve, now called Oneyantaaga, which means people of the Standing Stone, near London, Ontario, are learning the Oneida language and culture. Now, today, over at the First Peoples Gathering, Welcoming the Nations Gathering over at Alumni Hall, it was the young people from the Jinniyunkwa Lihota Learning Center, which is in Oneyantaaga, in the Oneida language, means Natural Way Learning Center. It's like a freedom school. Children over there are learning the cycles of creation, and they're learning the language. Everything is done in the Oneida language. And so what the children have been doing a lot in recent times is they're going to different functions, and they're performing opening Thanksgiving address, where they acknowledge in gratitude to the Creator for all of creation. And they start from the water, they start from the life that lives in the water, and they go up to the stars, and they cover all life. And they do it all in the Oneyantaaga language, all done in the Oneida language. So this is very exciting for them to be doing this at this first annual Welcoming the Nations gathering at Alumni Hall. And so they're carrying on a tradition. They're carrying on the spirit of our ancestors. So this is a Laughing Dog play production produced and narrated by Gary Farmer. And this program, he said that we could play for our listeners of Smoke Signals. This is Our Natural Way here on Smoke Signals.